Crux Corner. I'm back. Took a little break to do an album, man. I had to create a new album, you know what I'm saying? Listen to these summer vibes, though. Hey. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Family business. I took a little break so I can record this project with my brothers, the Horseshoe Gang. You know what I'm saying? We created a new group called Family Business. A collective, you know, on some real California. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted some summer vibes. You know, we got some hard shit on there. You know, we got some bars on there. But the focus of the project was to bring that Cali sound out. You know what I'm saying? You can barbecue, have a cookout. You know what I mean? Bang some jams, some real jams. I'm out here in my backyard again, as usual, smoking on a Cohiba. It's been a while. Real excited about that album. Real excited about this new album. We'll be dropping this summer. This summer. You know what I mean? Cali, get ready. New group alert. And I gotta really say hats off to those guys. They really put in the work during the album. We got some clips. We gonna drop some clips. You know what I mean? My phone just dropped. We gonna drop some clips. Do what we gotta do. Feel me? Let y'all in on our world a little bit. Check everything out. But I kind of want to talk about everything that's been going on since I've been gone. It's been a lot, you know. It's been a whole lot going on. The guy X, the kid X, you know, it's really a trip to see how many people are dancing on his grave, celebrating his death. You know, I understand that he had a checkered past. I understand that, you know, he had charges of abuse, you know. I mean, I, for one, I don't have the best past, you know what I mean? I've committed some felonies. But abusing women in any form or fashion was not ever one of them. You know what I mean? So I'm not ever standing with someone who does that. However, the kid was 20 years old. He got blasted in broad daylight. It looked like no one was concerned with calling paramedics, more concerned with filming world star clips on the phone, you know? And it's a tragedy because he didn't get an opportunity to turn his life around. I believe in rehabilitation. I believe in second chances. And it seemed as if he was going down that path. I know he had organized a charity event, you know. Some of the messages he was giving to his fans were real positive. It seemed like he was trying to turn his life around. And I just think that if you sincerely want to turn your life around, you should be given that opportunity. It shouldn't be stolen. They killed that boy in broad daylight. You know what I mean? And people on Twitter are happy. You know, it's a sick world. It's a real sick world. It's crazy. I just, you know, want to say rest in peace to the kid, you know what I mean? And hopefully some of the other young rappers out there can take this as a lesson, it's sad when somebody has to die to teach, to teach important lessons to the living, but it happens often. So hopefully the young rappers could take this. I mean, it's a golden opportunity to squash some of these beefs that really aren't over anything worth dying for. And just have a teachable moment and say, yo, let's get rid of all this conflict that's unnecessary, you know. So rest in peace to that kid. And if you're dancing on his grave, shame on you. No, I don't feel you. No, I don't agree with you. And it's not about taking up for somebody who did horrible things. It's about understanding that life has phases. Some people grow. Some people learn. Some people mature. Some people change their behaviors. He didn't get that opportunity. It's gone. So rest in peace to that kid, man. Excuse these sniffles I got. You know what I'm saying? I was sleeping with the air conditioner on, fully blasting, you know? Icebox. My bedroom's an icebox, but anyway. what else is going on? It's been a year since Prodigy passed. Rest in peace to that dude, or should I say Mob in peace. A whole year. That's crazy. That's crazy. You know, hip hop is a community. When we lose one, we all mourn. You know? Prodigy's legendary status is in concrete in hip hop. Quick story. Me and Prodigy had a little disagreement. I would call it. I remember when he was locked up and some magazine, I think it was Vibe. I think I was fresh off Hip Hop Weekly or something like that, my series. And they were ranking rappers, you know, and they gave me a position above the position they put him in as a rapper. And I think they were talking about just strictly rap bars, you know what I mean? And he wrote a letter. And in the letter, you know, I felt like he dissed me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I guess he was like, why is this dude over me? You know what I mean? And he took a little jab at me. So my whole thing was, I'm trying to make it out here by any means necessary. You know, it was tough for me when I left Death Row Records because a lot of people wouldn't work with me. A lot of people were in fear. They didn't want to work with me. So I had a black cloud hovering over me. I was real aggressive back then. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw what he wrote, you know, I responded. And I responded in a manner that wasn't really mature. You see, I was like, we could shoot the fair one. And I meant that because, you know, like I said, I was trying to make it against all odds. And I didn't need someone with a voice as powerful as Prodigy's was in hip hop to kind of like knock me down, you know? So I was ready to fight. So back and forth behind the scenes, a couple words was exchanged and he got out, things of that nature. And my dude 40 Glock hit me and was like, yo, Prodigy wants to you want to talk to Prodigy? You know what I'm saying? They was in Detroit doing a show, a Mobb Deep show. 40 Glock was there. I was in Detroit recording with Royce. And he was like, Prodigy in town, y'all should sit down, squash this. So I went up to the show. You know, some of my homies from the D, they wanted to go with me, make sure I was straight. But I told him, just fall back, you know, good looking, but you know, I don't want it to look like I'm coming there for the action. I'm just gonna go solo. Whatever happened, happened. You know what I mean? So I went up there, got on a tour bus. Me and Prodigy sat and we spoke, and we handled it, and we squashed it on some mature grown man shit. I would say on some G shit, but I'm gonna say on some mature grown man shit. We squashed it. You know what I mean? He spoke his feelings, I spoke my feelings, and it was over. Seen him again in New York, dapped him up. What's up? What's happening? How you doing? It was a wrap, finished. You know what I mean? And I thank God I got a phone call from Master Killer last year saying, yo, I want to put you on this joint. I want you and Prodigy to get on my joint together. So I was like, dope. That was great. Knocked the joint out. It's out right now. You can go check it out. Master Killer featuring me and Prodigy. Rest in peace. And you know, that's the wave I'd much rather be on. Creating with my peers. Not beefing with my peers. Not having problems with my peers. Creating. You know what I'm saying? That's the wave that I'm always trying to be on. And it was a blessing. You know what I mean? We came together, made a joint, and the rest was history. So, oh man, it's just crazy. When I heard that, you know, he passed, it kind of hit me, because I was looking forward to making more music with Prodigy. I was looking forward to creating more art. You know what I'm saying? With Havoc too, you know what I mean? Like, legendary Mobb Deep, you feel me? And it kind of really hit me, because I had watched the episode of a TV show called The Therapist, where he was on there, and he kind of showed another side of himself, you know, a very aware and intelligent side. Not to say that he didn't show that side, but I'm saying on this particular episode, it was quite impressive how he was breaking certain things down, you know what I mean? And it's just a great loss. It's a loss. You know what I mean? Another one for hip hop. So rest in peace to Prodigy. You know, his memory will live on through the music. Always. Always. So play some Prodigy. You know what I mean? Keep it thorough. Play some Prodigy out there. Celebrate in the right way. Not how they doing the Kid X. Y'all gotta really excuse me, man. I'm just here. I'm really just lounging. I'm tired. I'm tired, man. I got a lot of stuff popping in 2018 that you will see. And then you're gonna understand, oh, that's why that man is tired. Grinding. Grinding. And you know what I keep in the line, and Pusha T. Pusha T. Versus Drake. I know it's old, but man, Push gave him that L straight up and down. I don't care how you slice it. That's an L. He gave it to that guy. You know? Drake was like the Teflon Don. Bullets were just bouncing off him. Push came with them hollows, them vest piercing, Kevlar piercing bullets. You know what I'm saying? And man, I was really hoping that Drake would respond. I understand where he's coming from. His OG told him to stand down. He's standing down. I don't know if I buy that he's got a career ending diss record somewhere in the cut. I don't know if I buy that. Because engineers, recording engineers, be sneaky sometimes. You gotta really watch them. They'll leak. And something of that magnitude, seems like it would have leaked by now. You know what I mean? Even though Push said he ready anyway. And at this point, you gotta believe him. He said surgical summer. I'm wondering what's his next move to address the rumors that Drake has surgery on his to get some abs. Because he says surgical summer. I'm like, is that his next move? Well, we'll never know. That's out of here, man. But damn. Hold on, man.
It's all right with me. FBiz for life.
Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all go get that No Socks Vans and Cargos at Welcome to California, man. Everywhere I go, while I was in New York in the summer, I come out, No Socks Vans. They like, oh, you from Cali. I could tell. You already know. You already know. What else is going on, man? Kids in cages. What kind of world do we live in when you ripping kids from their parents' arms at the border, putting kids in cages like animals? You know what I'm saying? What type of world do we live in 2018 in the US of A, where all that is going down and it's cool to some? I watched Trump give a speech about it. I heard the crowd cheering him on. That crowd is dangerous to the progress of the world, period. Because America is supposed to be the shining city on the hill. When we speak on global terms, it's supposed to be that shining city on the hill. We supposed to lead by example over here. And that's the example. Toddlers, babies, separated from their parents, not seeing them for weeks, maybe months, maybe forever, in cages, like dogs in a kennel. That's MAGA. Speaking of MAGA, one of my all-time favorite rappers in the world, Nas, made an album. Well, I'm gonna call it an EP. You know, I know it's getting, you know, every 7 songs is an album nowadays. I'm gonna still call that shit an EP for now. Cause what's next? 14 songs is a double album. 21 songs is a triple album. Think about albums like The Chronic 2001. It's like 20 joints on there. 21, 22 maybe. That's a triple album now. Shit getting crazy. But anyway, back to the MAGA. Make America Great Again. Nas did an album with Kanye. Kanye in his MAGA hat. So I said, you know what? I ain't gonna even listen to this shit. I'ma just keep bumping It Was Written and Stillmatic. Cause you know, they stay in constant rotation. But it's kind of crazy. I jumped in the car with my cousin. He started playing the Nas album. I can't tell him what to play in his own car. So I took a listen. You know what I'm saying? And a couple songs on there, I noticed that the flow wasn't all the way in pocket. So I tweeted about it. I didn't really drop no names because I didn't want to stir the pot like that. You know what I mean? I was just in the moment of kind of shock. You know what I mean? People took offense to it. People took offense to the tweet. My whole thing is I'm very respectful with my opinions and my criticism. I'm very respectful. I choose my words wisely. You know what I mean? A lot of dudes who out here critiquing music, they use words that they wouldn't use in the presence of that particular artist because they know it's disrespectful what they're saying. So I try to make sure if I offer an opinion, I'm going to say it the exact same way that I would say it to that person. With respect. All due respect. You know what I'm saying? But still, some people got mad, whatever. That's on them. You know, that ain't my problem. I'm just keeping it real. I've been loving this hip-hop thing since I was in elementary school. I've been listening to all the greats since I was too young to understand what they were rapping about. Kool G, you know, Big Daddy, Rakim, Boogie Down, Ice-T, Ice Cube, and W.A., Too Short, LL, all the way up to E-40, all the way up to M, Nas, Jay, of course, Tupac. And it just is what it is. I'm a fan too. So when I hear somebody that I respect greatly not keeping the beat, it's going to irritate me. You know, the barbershop version of me, the one that sits in the convos and has all the rap debates, it's going to irritate me. So I said what I said, but keep in mind, always keep it respectful. I always keep it respectful. You know, speaking of the Nas album, somebody got to tell Jay-Z, Ether is over. Because the way he dropped that album with him and Beyonce, right when Nas dropped, they might as well have named that album The Takeover Part 2. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely a move. Now, I don't know if it was aimed at Nas or Kanye or what, but that was a move, in my opinion. You know, if you're going to drop a surprise record, you could drop it anytime you want. Yeah, that was a real suspicious time to drop. I heard the album. Sound dope. You know, sounds dope as usual. I love to see the 40s and up, you know, drop crack, drop fire. I love it. I love to see the young, you know what I'm saying, do what they do. You know what I mean? But it's enough for everybody. I just love it because it seems like we're starting to get a little closer to rock and roll, where they really celebrate their OGs. You know, Rolling Stones, 60 years old, sold out tours. You know what I mean? I want to see that happen in hip-hop. Ageism is whack. You feel me? So, yeah, I supported that J&B. Although, it should have been called The Takeover Part 2. Because that was a jab. That was definitely a jab. What else is popping out here? Yeah, I don't know if y'all caught my performance on Revolt TV. But I think they're running reruns of it, you know. So if you see it on your guide, check it out. Record it. Watch it later. You know what I mean? I jumped on Revolt stage and did I Can't Breathe. You know what I mean? Part 2. And I did a joint off the Static King album that I did with Static Selector called I Hear Voices. You know what I mean? And have fun with a live band. And do what we supposed to do. Put them words together. You know what I mean? I want to see you sweating on stage. If you're not sweating, you're not really doing your job. And I don't mean just getting a cardio workout because you're jumping up and down all day. I mean, you giving it to them. The crowd is giving you energy and you directing it right back at them. I'm a laid back dude, but when I get on stage, it's lights out. I'm bringing the whole thing out to play. You know what I'm saying? So if you get a chance to check that performance on Revolt TV, check it out. Hit me up. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know what you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Let me think, man. What else is popping out here? It's been a while. I've been gone. I've been working on that album. You know what I mean? I've been working on that album. family business. And it is a family business. Siblings in the lab doing what we do. Had the most fun that I probably ever had creating the album. No problems. No nothing. Just fun. Creating. Got some dope joints on there for y'all, man. Denon Porter laced us with a few. Oh my God. I can't wait till you guys get a chance to hear it. What else is going on? Oh yeah, I got a joint coming out pretty soon with Ghostface. You know what I'm saying? For all the Ghostface killer fans out there, I got a joint coming out pretty soon with him. You know, shouts out to the God doing what he do as usual. Felt good to jump on the track with Face, you know. Felt good. Put that together, man. Hope y'all enjoy that. Let me see what I got right here, man. I'm going through my playlist right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through my playlist right now. I got some shit, you know. I could hit y'all with a little preview of some of this family business. You know what I mean? I'm telling y'all, it might take a little while to, you know, build the brand how I want to build the brand, but it's going to come together real lovely. You know what I mean? Horseshoe Gang, they got them bars, man. No ifs, ands, or buts. They got them. And they can write songs. Forget the punchlines and metaphors. They write songs. You know what I mean? So I'm waiting on that to come through.
Crooked side of death row.
Oh.
Thought we would be set.
G-Unit, who knew? Hey. They gonna kill me when they found out I'm playing little joints off the album. That's what I'm gonna do on the podcast now that I'm back. I'm going to play little joints here and there, you know what I'm saying? But y'all got to keep it on the low. What else happened? Black Thought. Man, he dropped a nuclear warhead on the game, didn't he? Man. Him and Ninth Wonder. Man, pardon, I'm trying to light the last piece of my little cigar, man. Some of my fans be... Well, I like to call them supporters. They be telling me to get off the cigar, so, you know, I've been cutting down. You know what I'm saying? I've been cutting down. But I just love relaxing and smoking on a Cuban and just getting lost in my thoughts, you feel me? But yeah, Black Thought. Speaking of thoughts. Black Thought, man. I don't know why he had to do the game like that. I mean, that dude just came out firing from the first song to the last song. He came out firing. I love it. He came out barring dudes out the game. Big ups to him, man. And all y'all critics out there critiquing this music, especially you old heads. You know what I'm saying? You OGs. Y'all got to stop being so hard on the youth and giving passes to golden era MCs. Be just as critical. Because I heard a few different podcasts. I saw a few different think pieces. And nobody wanted to mention that the God MC Nasir, some of those beats didn't match up with the flow. Some of those flows were not in pocket. And that's no disrespect to Nas, because I love Nas. He's in my top five. You feel me? It just is what it is. Y'all can't show favoritism to who y'all consider the golden era MCs. If you gonna be on that wave, keep that same energy. That same exact energy when you critiquing these youngins out here. You know what I mean? Because age don't got shit to do with it. You either making slaps or you not. You either in the pocket or you not. You either got that passion and hunger or you don't. Now, don't get me wrong. I heard some joints on the Nasir shit that was all on point. I'm not the type of dude that's going to just mention something negative without speaking on something positive. That's not me. He has some slappers on there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to buy it. Because I'm not really fucking with good music right now like that. You know what I mean? But, and that's just me. I'm not asking nobody to get on my wave. That's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? But, we gotta keep it fair. We gotta keep it fair out here, man. We gotta keep it fair. So, basically, I just wanted to holler at y'all real quick. I got family business coming on the way. You know what I mean? This summer. Horseshoe got an album in the tank already. A separate album. I got another solo album in the tank already. We gonna release music all 2018. And it's gonna be great. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be lovely. You know what I mean? Everybody out there, live your best life. It's your boy King Crooked Eye. I'm out. Peace.